It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 145. That's a good number. That's a solid, upstanding citizen
just
of a number.
Flows well and it's fine.
It just gets the job done. 145 does. You know, there's no bells and whistles.
No bells and whistles.
No bells or whistles. Just solid. The one and the four make five. You know, it's just a good. It's all around good number.
145. It's like a weight class.
Yeah, that is a weight class. That was a weight class in wrestling in high school.
Yeah.
So, you know what's so funny is that the last episode, I think, I don't know if it was the last two, but the last episode I wasn't able to edit. And then like two or three people Twittered me and were like, yeah, that was way better. Just don't bother editing. I was like, well, I wish you'd have told me that a month ago. So I don't understand that because it seems like it can't be true, but we'll go with that. We'll err on the side of less work.
I listened to some that were edited and not, and it's weird. I don't know. Maybe it's because we do the show, so when it's edited, it's like, oh, that didn't happen when we were doing... There was no Nintendo music playing when I was doing the podcast.
When has Nintendo music ever not been a good addition to anything, though?
Like, I can't... I have no response to that.
Yeah.
There's no way I could argue
that. Playing
the
entire time, just... We should be playing Nintendo right now. What do we
do? I guess the chopping up the segments sometimes makes it feel, I don't know. It was, right, I could sort of see it.
Fine. Fuck it. We're done. We're doing live.
Yeah. Also, who cares? We have zero fucking listeners. Zero fucking listeners.
And now, and now that I can bust those live, so it doesn't, I forgot to label them. I meant to label them all, but, example.
And now, F this podcast with Thomas and Sam. I can't believe anyone actually listens to this shit.
I forgot about that one.
God, we really need to get those redone someday.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Man, it must be fun to do voiceover work.
But like now it won't. Do you almost think if we had them redone, it just wouldn't even be the same? We can't. I know we changed the name of the show. Just pretend you're hearing Comedy Shoeshine, because if we redid it, it wouldn't be right. You know, it would just be because you got magic in a bottle there, if that's the phrase. Is that right? Yeah. You did.
Lightning.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You got lightning in a bottle there and you can't reproduce. There's no, he could do, well, okay. What's his name again? For something.
Tuneman
was the name of the guy on Fiverr that did that. Tuneman is a pro. I'm to take nothing away from Tuneman, but if you called Tuneman, because, he's, top contact in your phone, I'm guessing. But if you called Tuneman...
Hold on, Tuneman's calling. Yeah.
If you called up Tuneman, you says, hey, Tuneman. And you had him do his perfect best performance and redo it with the right name, it just wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it can never be done.
It has to be that forever, unfortunately. Sorry.
Plus, Tuneman's probably, like, the biggest star in the world based on just that work he did, so
I mean,
I don't think he'd be available to do it again.
He still talks to us because but he's not taking new offers. Yeah. So you said you had some stuff or what?
Oh yeah, I have several McDonald's related things to talk about.
That's why we come to this show.
So I guess it's been a few weeks since I talked about it, but I had my friend. It was weird because
update, McDonald's friend update.
She like talked to me every time and things were going well. But it's like a business or something, like a friendship. Well, maybe not. You're either growing or you're dying, I think, with friendships or any relationship, really.
You can't just tread water with it.
Yeah, that doesn't really work. Actually, maybe that's just me in life, but I don't really tread water with anything. I'm either trying to do more of something or less of something. Like, you know what I mean?
Is there anything that you're like advancing something, or you're quitting the fuck out of it?
Yeah, that's exactly. You.
Yeah.
Is there anything? I'm trying to think. Is there something where I just hockey? I would argue
that hockey you're kind of barely just treading water with.
Only because I want to quit, but I just can't. I really should have just quit or actually started playing. That one is just. Yeah, I don't know.
That's an anomaly.
Yeah. So that's just how I naturally am, I guess, or whatever. Because with my friend at McDonald's, I'm like, well, I'd argue
this show is a good counterexample.
Forever
treading, perfectly treading water.
Yeah, true. This isn't even really. It doesn't fit into any category you could possibly put anything into. Yeah, so I'm like, because at first she would just kind of do these things, and then she started asking me for secret passwords when I would get to the window, and I think I said that, didn't I? And I said,
yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember how much of this relationship I've shared with everybody. But but then, you can't, that's just how it is. Like, you has to,
Well, I think if I remember right, she wasn't doing anything new with these jokes. It was kind of, she was asking the password, too many times.
Yeah.
And then
I'll show up to the window and she'll do like a, I can't do it over the radio, whatever the podcast, but she'll do little like shoulder things and stuff. But there wasn't really going anywhere. So I was like, is it time to tone it back down to just like, I'm getting my McDonald's and you're giving me my McDonald's, which would be fine. Because there's not, what is it going to,
better than most,
where's this going to go? Like, there's only so much time that a person has at McDonald's in the first place. Like, you can't. She can't do any more of a production, really.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have done like fries in her nose or, so there's some things that would have been pretty funny. But that would be probably expecting too much.
Probably get fired for that, but yeah.
Yeah. But this time, so I can't believe I have to explain this, but just for anybody who doesn't, this is the dumbest thing I've ever said on the whole show. There's two windows. There's the paying window and the picking up window. I guess it's not the dumbest because some places they just don't do that window.
Yeah, they have the window, but they don't utilize it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Weird.
Yeah,
but this one definitely has both windows. But she's always the second window, the food picking up window. And then the other day she was the first window, which threw me off. And then so I thought, did she talk to me through the thing too? Like, I don't know. I can't tell if her voice or whatever. Mm. But anyway, she got to the thing, and that one, because you have to give them either money or a card, I think that's a little more time. Because usually you get to the food window and they're like, here's your food, and you leave. Like, it's a second. They already have your food out the window, like when you show up to it. So there's no time for anything. This one, it was like I had to give her my card and then she has to run it or whatever. And so there was a little time and I was like, so I just thought I would just try to be friendly. And I was like, so you going to school? Because she's younger. She's probably like 20 or something, 21. And I was like, so you going to school? Because she was kind of waiting for the card to run, just like kind of looking at me. And she goes, no, I'm not going to school, just doing this. I was like, oh. And it was like I ruined everything. The whole, it ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I asked that. Because I thought, I guess if she would have been like, yeah, I'm going to school. Yeah, I'm going to be like, oh, cool, or whatever. That could have been like, oh,
you're
going
to ask her to prom or something?
She's doing, but then she had to just say to me like, no, I just work at McDonald's. Like, that's that's my plan.
She's like, I'll be here every day for the rest of my life giving you your McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess I could have gone that way. I could have been like, yes, so I don't have to worry about you like leaving for anything, I don't know what. I mean, not that there's anything. I mean, you could make really good money, I'm sure, at McDonald's going all the way up the chain. I mean, they have like queen, what do they have? Kings, princes. There's different. Isn't there a McDonald's? They have like a royalty kind of setup.
Fiefdoms.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get your own McDonald's at some point and you just can eat there.
Become a duke.
You don't have to work. Yeah. It's just like a
kick-ass
retirement.
Duke.
Yeah. Like, there's an old folks McDonald's where they just live and they eat McDonald's, I think. So actually, it's probably one of the better places you could ever work for a career. But it was weird. It totally ruined it. She was like, not mad really, but it was like she had the look on her face like, you just gave me a question where I can't not look like an idiot right now or something,
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I ruined it. So it's ruined. I haven't seen her since. I think she just quit after that. It's been several weeks. I haven't seen her. So
maybe she went to school.
Maybe yeah, I had to ruin it. Wow, couldn't have just gone on with the password jokes.
Open your
and the...
big mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, this is not related to that exactly, but you know how an In-N-Out burger, for those who don't have an In-N-Out burger, first off, I don't know what you're doing. But secondly, In-N-Out burger prides itself on like the best, cleanest, nicest service or whatever. And one thing they have to do at that first window, I don't know, we've never talked about this, but I'm sure you already know what I'm going to talk about. When you get to the first window, they cannot accept your form of payment until they have read you your entire order.
Yeah.
They won't do it. Because every time, when I'm at In-N-Out Burger, I just give me my fucking In-N-Out Burger. It's so good. So I open the window, I crank my credit card in their face, like I just shove it in their face, just take it. Take all my money. But no, without fail, it must be part of their protocol. They have to go, you had the 3x3 with onions and the salt, and they have to read the whole thing. Yes, I had that, yes. Like, I'm just like, whatever, even if you get my order wrong, I don't care. Just charge me some for some fucking In-N-Out Burger and give it to me. But every time, they have to read through the whole thing from top to bottom, just make sure it's all right, and then and only then will they take your form of payment. And they're like, oh, they do that too. Every time when they finish reading it and you've had, you know, I've had my hand sticking as far into their face, like my credit card.
Trying to swipe your card yourself.
Yeah, I've got like a Sandlot level a contraption holding my card like out the window trying to get into the card machine. And then like as soon as they finish, they'll go like, okay, that'll be, you know, whatever, $7.39 or whatever. Oh, thanks. And they take the card that I've been holding the whole time. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's so funny. Every time we go through this song and dance. And it just reminded me of that.
I can't even go there. It takes 6 hours to get food there. It really does take a really long time. The one that's near me is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's always like an hour. It's not worth it. So that leads me to my second thing about McDonald's, which was today when I was leaving. That's weird. I haven't done a softball update with my daughter, even though she's been playing this whole for the last 2 months, because there's not really, it's pretty standard now. But I watched her first game today. She plays doubleheaders on Sundays. And I was like, oh, I'll just get some quick McDonald's, and quick being the operative word, and I'll get, you know, get here, get a podcast going and all that. And I got in there and there was the usual, like, there's usually cars out into the street, but somehow it doesn't matter. You just go and they go through. Like, no one even stops. It's amazing. There'll be like 50 cars in there and it's 2 minutes. And at In-N-Out, maybe it's just because of that confirmation part of In-N-Out, but it takes an hour. So, but this time it took, I'm trying not to exaggerate, I think it took 20 minutes from when I.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Have you talked to like the ACLU about this?
Or? No. Well, I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like there was a point where I put my order in and then I was waiting and I just put it in park. Like nothing was happening for probably 10 minutes. There was this spot where it just didn't move. And then I got to the window and paid and then they didn't even acknowledge it. They were just like, I don't understand. I still can't believe this happened. Like if that happens at McDonald's, they would just be like,
food for life.
Yeah. We're going to see if we're still going to be in business after, you know, your food. We're just going to get everyone their food, and then we're going to talk about if we should shut down the restaurant because this is McDonald's and we just weren't McDonald's we just blew it. And I was trying to think, like, they didn't even say anything. I was like, wow. And then I was just thinking of what that would be like in other industries, and I was thinking it would be like if you went to buy a car and, you know, you picked out the car or whatever and you... all the features and everything. And then they were like, all right, we got it. We're going to, you know, bring it around for you to buy. And it was just like a wheel. And that's what that was like. Like if you went to buy golf clubs and they were just the stick with no thing on them. Like it's not even, that
it's
is
not
what McDonald's
you came
is
there for. Yeah. It's not.
And if
product.
They were like, oh yeah, that's it. Like we're like not even apologize or anything. It's like, that's,
they have broken the social contract of McDonald's.
Yeah, I don't understand. That is what McDonald's is.
Yes.
They weren't McDonald's. And they didn't even do anything.
I'm telling you, I think you could get human rights organizations.
I've had it happen before and there were tears and stuff.
Yeah, you could get human rights organizations involved in this. This is a very clear violation of your McDonald's rights.
I know that, but I don't, that's not even the issue. The issue is how do they not, I don't know, they didn't get it. Usually you don't have to go that far.
Well, so do you think your friend left and now the place has gone to shit? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it could be.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just really weird. No, everyone just went along like, yeah, it's exactly like like they just rolled a tire out to the showroom and the guy was like, you know, using his hands to like display it. Like, oh, here's your car. You're like, you know, going along like this is still a real, like not an absolute joke. That's what they were doing. Like they gave me my food and everything. And they were like, all right, next car. I was like, what is happening? What is it? You guys... Is this serious right now?
Yeah.
They're carrying on
with the charade.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what to do. I guess I'll try it again. I'll give them like 25 to 30 more chances. And then after that, I'm really going to have to think about maybe.
You need a good statistical sample size. You can't just... yeah.
N maybe equals... somebody... Yeah. Maybe several people died like during that time I was in the... I guess there are reasonable excuses that could have happened.
They really should just hand you an extra fries or something, you know, just be like, gosh, we're sorry. Get fatter. Yeah. Get fatter on us.
Yeah, I've had that happen before. They're like, oh, the drink is free or whatever. But then you're like, I bought a meal. So how does that work? But they've given me the wrong order before. And they were like, oh, we just can't, like, it's free, whatever. Just cancel your thing. I don't even care. I don't want free stuff from them. Point is that they just acknowledge that, like, we weren't McDonald's for 10 minutes. So whatever transactions we just made, that McDonald's didn't exist during that time, so they don't, like, it doesn't count. So here's whatever. Like, here's it. Just pretend none of that happened, and here's some food for your drive home.
We weren't McDonald's over the course of these transactions. We were,
exactly.
We did not live up to our inner McDonald's. Yeah.
Well, that's just what it is. Like, that's what they're... I think that's their slogan is like
the
McDonald's.
Speed is I mean, weak. The food is also better than all other food, but you also need the speed.
But I even stopped because before that, I stopped. My wife and mine's, I don't know how to even talk, 12th wedding anniversary today. And I didn't realize it until my nephews told me it was yesterday. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I better get something.
Weird. How did that
happen? I can't remember the October 8th for some reason. I don't know why. I think it's like the 18th every time.
Anyway. Well, now that I have like two dates to remember, I'm lost. With one. It was the wedding anniversary. And now we had a kid. And I'm trying to think like, God, when did we have that kid? It was recently.
It's impossible. I have two kids and my daughter's birthday is October 5th. And I always think like that's the one of that time that I have to remember. You can't remember two within like 3 days. Actually, you would think like, well, if you have one on the 5th, then you just remember that.
That should be the warning.
Nah,
yeah, that's like the warning track before the anniversary. You would think that would help you.
Doesn't work. Oh, wow. I have several excuses I could give, but one of them, the biggest excuse is that there is no time. Time is not even actually a thing anymore. Like the dates or whatever.
No.
They're not even anything.
We're almost done with 20 fucking 17.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
I know. It's amazing.
I don't even 2017 just happened. It just started.
I just missed my Christmas, you know, last year's Christmas when I had the stomach flu.
Oh, yeah.
Just
that was a minute
didn't
ago.
Didn't get to have Christmas.
That was 5 seconds ago.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And then I think about I don't ever have any time. So one thing I did a while back was I bought a Nintendo Switch, and I intended to play Zelda. Played a good amount of it. Fun game. And then I just haven't played it. And then I'm thinking I think that was like a year ago. So it's been like a year of not playing, I'm pretty sure. I don't know when exactly. But I do remember that at that Christmas you weren't at, I'm pretty sure I was showing it to the kids.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. So it's been almost a year.
It might have been Thanksgiving you were doing that.
Wow.
Because
Wait, were you there?
I was there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no time is just an illusion.
It might have been my birth when you were, No, there is no time.
Wow.
That's what makes it impossible. It's not that I don't care about my anniversary or anything like that. I care about it as much as, you know, whatever normal people do. It's not like I don't care. But there's no time to figure out what day anything is or what's happening. It's just
really depressing.
Monday through Sunday, and they don't. They're the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It sucks. But anyway, so I was doing that
golf.
And I, back to where I was. So I was getting these flowers and stuff and trying to think of some, you know, practical jokes. I'm pretty sure women love that for anniversary gifts. Like,
well, you want to give like the Joker and Batman one, yeah. Like the little hand that has the flowers, yeah. That sticks out.
I was thinking like the acid spitting flower, like just a bunch of regular flowers, then one that spits acid. It would be hilarious.
Always a hit.
Yeah, my wife loves that kind of stuff. Every wife does. But there was food there. You know, there's food all around where I was. And I was like, nah, I can't. I saw a line for Chipotle and I was like, I really want Chipotle, but I'll just go to McDonald's where I can get it right away because I'm in a hurry. And then that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I was just, the point is that
ruined your whole anniversary.
Does that ever happen to you where you'll be somewhere where there is food and you look at the line, you're like, that's probably 15 minutes and McDonald's is 1 minute. So I'll drive 10 minutes for the 1 minute and I'll save four minutes. That's what I did. And it works pretty much every other time.
I don't have a McDonald's conveniently close to me because the one that's closest gave me food poisoning a year ago. And so I'm never going to it again. And so I don't have enough McDonald's in my life. So,
yeah,
I mean, this is it's a problem. But I somehow I'm still going forward. I don't know how.
But just back on time being an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Time is only what is it?
Yeah. I was
death is only.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to like play that. And I was like, I can't remember if you know that enough, but yeah.
Oh, of course.
Here's Tom
any
with the
Ghostbusters
weather.
Too. Is...
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I was referencing the Tool song. Time is just, I'll be back. Yeah, what was that? Oh, I'll find
that
too.
I'm talking about Ghostbusters too.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Bassmasters.
When Vigo, when they read about him in the book and they're like,
yeah,
before his head died, he said, you should find that clip. Time is but a window. Death is but a door, or something like that. I'll be back.
How would I find that particular? Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, that'd be impossible. We'd have to have some post production, which we don't have time for.
Yeah. Research.
Anyway, back on time. My daughter turned 8, you know, and I was thinking, like, you know, you just had a baby. So right now you feel like, well, I've got forever. Like my tiny baby. And it just, I mean, she is growing pretty quickly. She's getting bigger.
Yeah, it's weird. Dude, that's some, well, okay, I'll let you go. But
yeah, but that happened to me like a minute ago. Like I've had mm-hmm. two babies.
I think of you still as having babies.
Yeah, no, we don't have babies anymore. And my daughter turning 8, I was realizing, you know, it's like in 5 years, she'll be 13. She'll be in high school.
That's
like,
not right.
She'll just be a woman in no time. Nah. Dude, 5 years is not anything at all. It's just like tomorrow. And then what do you have like a girl that's in high school and then you're a dad. Like, can you imagine me saying like, oh yeah, you know, Lara has a boyfriend or whatever. Like I met Lara's boyfriend today. Can you imagine that? That's going to be in like no time.
Yeah.
Like her boyfriend's whatever. They're going somewhere or something.
Doesn't make any sense.
There's
nothing's been more depressing than... Because we had, you know, a tiny, tiny baby. We had just the most tiny of babies. And now we all, like Lydia already said, like something didn't fit her. Something was too small for her. And then she's like, oh, I guess I'm putting this away. Like, oh yeah. She's done with that. That's got like this tiny thing of clothing that was good for 5 minutes is now already done. Like it's over. It's depressing.
Yeah. The most of not to, you know. Not to ruin anything or whatever, but the most depressing thing for the kids is that they are a certain way for, like, they have stages where they're like the 1 year old stage, 2 year old stage, 3 year old stage, and then they grow past that, and that little person is dead.
Yeah,
like they don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
it's really weird because I can still remember my kids being like 1 or 2, especially my daughter being like between 2 and 3. She was just a different person, like a totally different being than she is now, and it's. You look at them, you're like, I guess that's the same person that just grew bigger and looks different, skinnier face and whatever. But also the other thing is just gone. Like it doesn't exist anymore and it will never come back. And it's weird. Yeah. It's not like adults where, oh yeah, you've gotten a little fatter or whatever. You have some gray hair. It's pretty much the same person.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually like a totally different person, different being that you had for like a year and then they just are gone.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said about, one of the first things I did about the new baby is just thinking like a baby is just a different thing from a person. It's like not even, it's really bizarre.
Yeah, oh well.
I hate it for you.
But they don't poop their pants anymore and I don't have to wipe their butt and my son gets ready in the morning now all the way. So there is also that I don't have to do any of that anymore, which is nice.
That's good.
And I don't want to do that ever again. Isn't that weird? There's life stages of, like, you just don't want to do stuff anymore that you used to do. It's kind of works pretty well, actually, whoever designed that part. Whichever amazing God designed steps.
Angel.
You can do things while you're doing them, like whatever, like a, you know, I worked as a dishwasher, a busser, a server, a bartender. Yeah. I could not do any, I mean, you said I probably could if I had to. I guess that's true, but also I could never do those things.
Yeah, both things are true. Yeah.
At a certain time, that's what I did. All that was my whole job for years, for each of those things, for a year, 2 years, whatever. And that was just my life. And then I was like, oh, I'll, you know, my next thing will be, you know, I'm going to school.
My next trick will be.
Yeah. And then you get, you know, then I had like a shitty whatever job at Apple. And then, as you go through each stage, you're like, I can't do that again.
Yeah.
I could never do that again.
Yeah, it is
so weird. It works pretty good, actually.
I suppose. I think it's I think it's only if you don't, you know, because
if you're
the
not
economy
stuck,
like turns to shit and people have to backtrack into, imagine people have like retired and then they have to like unretire and like do bullshit jobs again. Sucks. Depressing.
Yeah, that's true. That's not really life. That's just my lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's our,
my personal it's our lucky, lucky path lucky through life so far. Not really supposed to be how life is. You're actually supposed to just do nothing your entire life, but try to eat.
Yeah.
I actually am kind of doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got anything? I'll stop.
Well, I wanted to talk about, I'm not sure what there is to say much about it, but I wanted to talk about the news the other week that Aaron Hernandez, you know, like suffering from severe CTE or whatever. And I would place good money on OJ having that too, you know, because.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
100%.
And then it's just so depressing because I just don't think that human beings can properly process that.
No,
like that, even if we knew, like, let's say scientifically we knew, like, okay, even though CTE doesn't totally, like, it doesn't mean they weren't literally a person. It changed them enough to where they committed these things. Like at a bare minimum, let's say, you know, I don't know if that's true, but let's say that's true. Like this brain disease, because it probably is true. I mean, OJ was a totally different person before, you know, like when he was younger, you watch we watched the documentary, you know, like he's totally different person and then he's nuts.
Yeah. It's sort of, I mean, I think everyone said he was pretty much an asshole, like womanizing asshole forever. So maybe it's like, if you already have certain bad things in your personality and then you add that to it, it just kind of puts you over the top. Cause there's a lot of people, a lot of ex-players that have CTE that aren't murdering people. So,
right, but there's there are a lot that kill themselves, that kill, you know, so it wouldn't be unreasonable to think that would, especially, by the way, with OJ going back, you know, before there were all these protections and stuff, like it's just getting, I'm sure it's getting a little better, but back, you know, there's going to be a peak time where there's probably going to be like the most players had severe CTE. I don't know what generation that'll be, you know.
Like I would guess it was the 90s because it was, you know, players are so much bigger, you know, everything's way faster and bigger and stronger now.
Yeah.
But and only in the last 10 years did they start doing, like, if you get a concussion, you have to leave the game. And because what happened is players are getting concussions and then just playing the rest of the game and getting like 500 concussions in one game. And
I would guess that's probably true too. It's probably something like late 80s, early, you know, 90s is going to be probably the worst of it. But anyway, we are not able to process that is true. Like, no matter how much, no matter if scientists told us, yes, this was 100% CTE, like he would have been totally fine, would have been OJ. Like OJ was one of the most popular people in America. Like he was beloved by all before that, or by most. Yeah. No matter if a scientist in a lab coat got on TV and told us, like, yeah, that was 100% the problem. He just lost his mind because, by the way, not because of anything like he did, because he was a victim of not knowing the science, you know, and of an industry that, maybe not him as the best example, but for a lot of these players, the NFL is a big business that just profits off the destruction of their brains, you know. We still would think, but he's a murdering fucking asshole and he should die. Like, we will never, as humans, we're never able to not be like, well, but he did kill his girl. And it's because we look at the murder and we look at what Aaron Hernandez did and we're just like, geez, fuck that guy. Like, what an asshole. Look what he did. I don't think humans are capable of, like, properly putting that into perspective. You know, like we
can't because well, there's a couple reasons. One is you can't make your mind, you know, go into the state that they're in and be like, oh, now I see what it feels like. Like I turned my brain into that for 5 minutes and I almost killed somebody, and so I turned it off or whatever.
Yeah, you need it's like impossible a to know,
dude. I'll do you. I'll just to step take a step back. Hmm. We can't even. I mean, yeah, that's all true and it's horrible, but mm-hmm. people can't even sympathize with people who are depressed, like just normally
true.
Depressed or anxious. Like if you're just mildly impossible. Depressed and you're and you didn't get any head damage or anything, you're just born with whatever it is or you know whatever situations or and you're like, "Oh yeah, I'm just kind of depressed." And they're like, "Just stop. Like just feel better. Like stop being just, you know, listen to some music or like they can't even do that."
Yeah.
Can't even do the most basic understanding of someone's brain not being exactly like theirs. So, yeah, there's no impossible way that
that's possible. And when you think about it, there couldn't be a bigger tragedy. Like, let's just, again, hypothetically, maybe this isn't true, but let's say hypothetically, maybe OJ would have been an asshole, but he wouldn't have been like a murdering asshole. He would have just been like the normal kind. And say, like, the difference between CTE for him, let's just hypothetically say it's the difference is him being, okay, maybe personally a bit of an asshole, but beloved by all, hilarious actor in the Naked Gun movie.
Yeah, you just love him because of Naked Gun.
Amazing guilty. Running back. Amazing running back. Really good running back.
Yeah, one of the
personality,
best of all time.
TV person. Like, that. The difference is he's beloved by all, amazing personality, everybody loves him, versus horrible, awful murderer, everybody hates him and wants to kill him, like, at all times. Like, we can't deal with that. No one can deal with it. Because really... And again, the difference is not that, he did some drugs and he was basically a victim of, you know, people not knowing how brain injuries work. Or more cynically, now these players are victims of the NFL just ignoring and like profiting off of them and like trying to sign, you know, they're nothing but victims. They're like
It's a lot like the cigarette industry. Yeah. It's the same thing. They just tried to suppress it forever and say like there wasn't all, you know, there's no connection or they can't find any connection. But it took forever for them to actually start doing something. It was people suspected it way before that. Yeah. It's not like there was players that couldn't remember their name that played in like the 50, you know, 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s. Like it's been going on for a long time. And they just took as long as they possibly could to finally have to admit it when they got sued for like $1 bazillion. And that's the only thing that started it. They got that gigantic lawsuit. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Nobody ever, that's what I said this on the show like a million years ago with my, why I can't decide sometimes like what side I'm on, because I know that every big corporation business just gets away with whatever they can to make money. Mm-hmm. And then the government sucks at doing anything, pretty much anything. That's my great dilemma in life. But there are certain things like that where the government or, well, I guess it ended up being the legal system more than the government, but had to be involved before anything would change. If they never did, they would just never do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They would just take all the money and have a bunch of dead, murderous ex-players. And, it probably didn't come from us. So weird.
Yeah, it just sucks. It's just, anyway, we'll see what it ends up, you know, if they'll ever be able to, like, make that strong of a conclusion. They probably won't. They'll probably just be able to say, well, it might have affected, you know. But still, even if they could make that solid conclusion, we'd still hate him. People would still be like, yeah, but he's a murderer. when really it should be the most tragic thing in the world. Like, imagine if you were watching a movie where... the main character, like, let's say it's sort of like OJ, and then
the character was OJ Simpson, this hilarious supporting actor.
Imagine you're watching Naked Gun.
Yeah.
No, imagine you're watching like a Twilight Zone episode, and the main character is, you know, OJ, the top of his game, popular, beloved by all. And then an alien with a mind control ray just makes him kill his wife. And then imagine how you'd feel, like, wow, his whole life was ruined by that alien with a mind control ray. Like, you would 100% blame that fucking alien and want to put him in alien jail. But when it's CTE, when it's, like, unclear, you're like, well, but it was still him, so he's an asshole, you know?
Anyway. I would send him straight to the alien electric chair.
Yeah.
Personally.
No, it doesn't work on him. They feed on electricity.
Ah, shit.
That's the other part of
fucking
the
fucking aliens.
Yeah. Fucking. Sometimes, occasionally you meet a nice one.
Occasionally you meet a nice one.
Starman. Oh, man. That's one I'm sure I could find. And that's the thing about aliens.
You can't trust them. Yeah.
Anyway. Ghostbusters 2, Aliens.
I don't know if you have more. I actually have a lot somehow. So.
Oh, sure. I was going to try to find that clip.
Go ahead. I'll start this. This is something that you will not want to talk about because you hate it, but golf.
Clifford. Oh, here. I found it perfectly. Oh. Can you hear it?
Starman. E.T.
Hold on. I'll go back a sec.
Yeah, yeah. Please start that.
Made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn. I can't be sure about that.
So you're alien.
Of course not. And that is the whole problem with aliens, is you just can't trust them. Occasionally you meet a nice one, Starman, E.T., but usually they turn out to be some kind of big lizard. That's all the time we've got for this week on World of the Psychic. Next week, though, give me Ira.
Hairless pets.
Hairless pets. Weird. Weird. Until then, this is Peter Venkman saying...
Dude, the saying thing, he just... He just says it with his mind.
Yeah.
Saying. Anyway, let's talk about something that you don't want to talk about, which is golf.
Right. Yeah. I would never
It's the worst. No. I was last Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah. Friday.
I don't know because time doesn't exist. It might have been 2016. Exactly. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Fucking idea.
So on Friday, we played golf. The two of us played golf at a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't play golf, don't care about golf, which is most people, when you play on a Friday, it's one of the busier days, I guess, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, busiest days. And you think like, well, if there's two of you, you just go play golf together, the two of you.
Yep.
But they always, if it's a busy day, they try to get the most people, you know, playing at once to keep the, you know, business. They're trying to get more people paying and playing. If they let one or two people out on the course, you know, separated, then they can't get as many people through the course in time. So they pair you up with one or two other people to try to get the maximum of four per time. So you and I had to play with two other people, basically. Mm-hmm. Two older.
And it's always nice guys. Older men. Yes.
Yeah. It's always older guys. They were fine. Isn't about like saying anything bad about those guys. They're just completely typical. Actually, maybe better than average. Probably better than average.
Better than average golfers. One of them. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
For their age, for sure. Yeah. They were fine. They were nice and it was fun. But I was just thinking how if I ever was like had a real job, you know, like an office job or anything like that, it's just funny how golf is like the only sport that you could use to your advantage in like a career. It's the weirdest thing. Like you could go play golf. Like, just go as yourself. Like, go dressed as yourself to a golf course.
Yeah. I went as a goblin, but maybe I should.
No, that's not the right thing to do. So, like, let's say you're a 37-year-old dork like me, and you're working at some sales agency or something. I could go out with the leads that you've been given on Friday. Somehow I get Friday off or whatever, or Saturday, and I don't like my current job, and I'm trying to find a new job. Mm-hmm. You can go out and just... If you did it every week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You get paired up with like two or three older guys. Like, and the other thing is stereotypically like they're working, you know, probably middle upper class white guys or the guys that are always playing golf out there. They're like the guys that run those businesses or, you know, managers of those businesses a lot of times. And you can, especially if you were any good at golf, it just makes you look good to them. Like you're like a... Like, if you kick their ass at golf and you're just a great golfer.
We don't want to beat them too much.
Yeah, not too much.
Keep it close.
But, like, if you're well composed, like, you don't get mad or throw your thing, you fix all your ball marks and your, you know,
they didn't even do, by the way. I fixed one of their fucking ball marks.
Yeah. You're just very, like, composed on the golf course. I guarantee you, you're the perfect, you're like their dream
candidate
for whatever job they have. Don't you think? It's probably. The weird, like, you can't play soccer or, like, basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we can't,
our hockey team, like we're not making any business connections.
No, it's the ultimate business connections. I think the main reason.
There's so much
exists.
Time to just talk too.
Yeah, like,
you buy him a drink. You're playing a sport and you buy him a beer.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate combination of everything you could want for networking.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. I mean, I'm not saying I'm happy that that's how it works. That there's you know overweight 50-year-old white guys that somehow have all the hiring power in all these companies probably still. That's just how it is. I'm not saying it should be like that. But, I mean, it's probably gotten better than it was. Like, imagine the 70s and 80s. It was like, that's 100% of all people that were running every business. But it's weird. Like, I was just thinking that I bet you could land a good job simply by being a good golfer. Or like a half, I should just, not even good.
We should just pretend that we need a job every time, just as an experiment.
She's like, I bet you anything.
Whatever they say we do, or like whatever they say they do, we should just say we do.
Yeah. I bet you we walk off the 18th with job offers in hand.
Yeah.
For any industry.
Yeah.
We could just say like, oh yeah, I'm in, oh, what industry are you in? Oh, you know, we're asking the older golfer, like, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I'm a manager over the whatever, sales.
I know. Yeah, we got to pick something that works in every industry. Like, we're computer guys or we're, you know, something we could do for any industry, you know, and that we could also kind of talk about. Because if it's some detailed industry bullshit, we won't know it. But anyway, yeah.
The keys are, I put a lot of thought into this.
Oh, okay.
Even though I'll never be, hopefully never have to be in the situation, but. You have to act like you have a job. You already have a job.
Yeah. You have a job. You're just open to go to a better place.
Yeah. You're not really unhappy with it. You're just like really motivated to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you're just interested. And then you just have to kind of know some basic things, maybe some sales things, so that when they're talking, you're like, oh, yeah, well, I would have, you know, just made, you don't have to lay it on too.
I would just do the speech from Glengarry Glen Ross every time. Yeah. Oh, really? That's what you do? Well, I could go out there with the lead you got tonight and make $10,000. Tonight!
Yeah. And I could understand anyone listening. Is there anyone listening to this?
No.
If there were, that people would be like, well, this is the most stereotypical white man's thing ever. It's like,
well,
yeah,
but that's
it is.
Your point. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the point. It is. Exactly.
It is.
That's. That. It's not that I'm making, I want this to be what it is. It just totally still probably
clear.
Is mostly how it is.
Because I thought you were going to talk about how everybody fucking cheats at golf.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we didn't do that already?
So annoying.
Oh, I thought we did.
Ah, maybe we did. Yeah, well, and I only think it was one of the guys. I never saw the other guy do anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if you did, but one of the guys, God, it's so fucking pathetic.
Every fucking person cheats at golf.
Every single person cheats at golf, except you and I. And this guy, every single ball, he would just place his lie. Like, he would just... No matter where it was, because sometimes your ball lands, it could be in the fairway and you could be in a divot, like you could have a bad lie or something. But he would be in the rough and he would like take it like with his club, take his ball, prop it up, like tee it up.
Yeah.
It's so fucking pathetic. I don't know why. Why do people do that? God, it is so weird.
Yeah. Cheating is the absolute.
You're only cheating
worst
yourself.
Thing ever. Yeah. It
and
is.
You
That's
and I
what it
instantly
is.
Both were like, well, we don't give a shit about this person. Like instantly.
Yeah.
You and I were like, this is not even a person to us. Like,
yeah.
The kind of person who would cheat in it's not a competition. You don't play, you were just playing golf. Like, we're all playing golf. And the guy, kind of person who would cheat, like, I'm pretty sure he lowered his score on a couple holes too. Like, I heard him say what he's hitting for. And I'm like, there's no way that's right. Like, I swear you're hitting for one more than that. So, you and I were like, you said it. You're like, I don't care anything about what that guy does. Like,
no. Yeah.
Instantly it's over. He's not even, he's just, I tried not to even talk to him. It's just stupid.
It's really weird. If you're playing golf, okay. Like you could be playing golf because you're older and you're just like, I want to walk more and just get out more. And I have a lot of time. That's fine. But also like, what is the point of doing anything? If you're not just like, I'm at this level of it and I want to see if I can get any better than the level I'm at, whatever it is. If you're starting playing golf and you can't even hit the fucking ball, but you go out there and you hit it like 5 feet and then another 5 feet, another 5 feet, and you shoot 1,000, then you could go the next time and be like, oh, if I shoot 990, then I'm getting better and it's enjoyable. Like, that's what the entire life is. That's all anybody's doing in their whole life that provides any enjoyment or reason to get up the next day is that you're
so weird.
Maybe getting slightly better at anything you're doing. Isn't it?
For us.
Like I don't know. Like, what else is there?
Yeah.
So when you cheat at something like golf, you can't tell if you're getting better or not. So you're just like...
Well,
like
if you're always cheating, at least you're comparing apples to apples.
Yeah, but you can't even really do that because you're like, did I cheat the same amount as last time?
Yeah.
I don't even know how it works. That's what I was trying to figure out is like, if you were like, well, okay... Every time I hit it off the fairway and it's in the rough, I'm going to move it to a better spot.
Yeah, that makes a huge fucking difference.
Yeah, and then I'll just, like, sometimes I'll hit the ball out of bounds, and instead of adding a penalty stroke and saying my next shot is my third shot instead of my second shot, I'll just say it's my second shot or whatever, because that's what everybody does. Those are the two things everybody does. Hit it out of bounds, you're supposed to hit another one from off the tee as your third shot.
Yeah.
So people will either
just go
say
up to where it was and just like throw a ball there and just
that's what they do. Yeah. And they'll maybe say it's their third shot, which is still cheating.
Yeah.
Or they'll say it's their second shot a lot of times.
Which is incredible cheating.
Yeah. And then the other thing they do is when it's on the green, and this is the least cheating of all of them, but it's the most hilarious. I saw this guy do it like 10 times. So when you hit the ball on the green finally from wherever you're at on the people that don't know golf have no fucking idea what we're talking about. The green is the shortest grass
you hit
where
it on the
hole
green
is.
Finally.
Yeah.
Bad game last game.
Yeah. I had a birdie and like two pars. It was amazing. Yeah, but it
was good.
I had some of my worst and best golf of late on the same round. When you finally get it on the green, that's the only time that you're allowed to pick up your ball.
Yep.
And you use a little marker. So like if you imagine you're looking
down. The
only
time you're allowed to touch your ball unless there's some specific conditions.
True.
But anyway.
So if you look down in front of you, you're on the green, you know, where the hole is, you're going to putt the ball towards the hole. You can pick up your ball and put a little coin or like people have these little plastic circles that stick into there so that you remember where your ball was and you can polish off the ball. Cause sometimes it'll have like clumps of dirt on it or something. Yeah. And if you putt it with a big thing of dirt on it, it's just impossible. Like it'll just roll the wrong way or won't roll far enough or whatever. So that makes sense as a rule. So you put this little marker down and you're supposed to put it in front of the ball, like
put it behind the ball.
Sorry. I mean, if you're looking down in it, wait, what? Behind the ball?
Yeah. Behind the ball.
Like further from you, between the hole and you?
Yeah. Closer to you than the hole.
Closer to you than the hole. Oh, I've only ever known the other way.
I don't think it matters.
Okay. Either way. So you have to put it to where the ball is basically right next to that. So people will put their marker down. Dude, I bet you people put the marker down in front of the ball.
And then place it.
Place it on the other side of the marker so that they're like 2 inches closer to the hole than they were. That's people do it.
Yeah, they do.
All the time. It doesn't make, it's just weird to me that you would be like, well, I scored this score.
Yeah.
And you know that's not the score you shot. So what is the point?
That's so great.
There's no winning any money.
Well, maybe
there's
the
nobody...
truth is they're there to make those business connections. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's good time for our regular... Oh, sorry. Were you going to say something?
I'm just saying, like, that's why we would nail any... We could just get any job, because you just don't do any of that. You play very... You don't get mad about any shots. You play halfway decent golf. You're the greatest job candidate these guys have ever seen. That's what I'm saying.
Well, there you go. If you need a job, try that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. That was fun. We'll make sure to do some boner content over on patreon.com/shoeshine for y'alls. Maybe we'll ask Sam about his take on all the bullshit I've been going through just because he knows nothing about it. It might be funny for a laugh.
I thought we were completely avoiding that.
Well, yeah, but on the bonus, I
no, the
paywall. Now that it's blown over a bit, so now I don't care. But yeah, no, thanks for listening. You guys are awesome, and hopefully we'll see you patrons over on the bonus content.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.